Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Therese, and I'm glad to be here tonight on with Angel Coaches. And we've got a wonderful show planned tonight, and I'm excited to have a new person on with me. Her name is Rose, and I said I would protect her last name. I'm just teasing. She's just an amazing soul. Yeah, Rose, right? But, you know, I know the biggest question that I get next to when is he going to call or when is she going to call is how can I see angels? How can I connect with the other side? And, you know, or the next best question after that is he going to marry me or is she going to say yes to my marriage proposal? So, but I wanted to bring Rose on because she's brand new. She's been with Angel Coaches probably about a month, and I work with her every week. And she is a high achiever. She's amazing with that. She always, I think, sees the glass half full. I also think that she, no matter what, nobody's going to stop her from, you know, doing what she set out to do. And she knows she has a life's work within doing spiritual counseling or spiritual coaching. I prefer coaching, right, Rose? It sounds so much more fun than counseling. Counseling usually doesn't really work anyway, not to say that it doesn't work. But, you know, coaching is wonderful because it helps you find your personal power and your spiritual power. And when you have your personal power and your spiritual power, it works really well. And then you can tap into the other side. So I met Rose, I guess, right about a month ago, and share with everybody where you're from and what you do. And I know that you've done a lot with the law of attraction. I know you believe in that. But how did you get, what got you interested in metaphysics? So let's start there, you know, in the spiritual world and helping people with the law of attraction, seeing angels, developing your intuition, your psychic ability. How did you get interested in that? Was it always there?
Well, you know, I think I talked to you a little bit about when I was younger. I believed I was different, and I had some kind of connection with angels and, you know, God. At that time, I believed it was God. And even my sister, who's a year younger than me, I think her and I communicated telepathically frequently.
Wow.
And then as an adult, going through college and stuff, been trained in psychology, and so that led me to positive psychology, which has to do with empowering yourself to be an active participant in your life. And being trained in psychology, you're made aware of the, like your mind, 10% of your mind is your consciousness, the rest is subconsciousness. So that, learning about that led me to metaphysics, because metaphysics is being aware, which is consciously aware. So it's activating more than that 10% that most of us rely on to get through life. So it was kind of a combination of those two things.
Wow. Okay. And so you and your sister, you guys, they're like kids, and your mom wouldn't let you guys play cards because you guys were giving each other the answers or something like that, right? When you guys were telling each other what cards you guys could win the game. Is that something like that? Did I say that right, or did
yeah.
I remember it correctly?
We had family game night, and we would play Pictionary. And Pictionary is where you're on the same team, and you would draw a card, and it would say something on it like snowman, and you would have to draw that, and your teammates would have to guess what you're drawing quickly to get points. And so my sister and I could draw, like if I drew snowman, that was the word, and I could just draw a straight line or barely even get a line started, and she would know what it was because it was in my mind, uh-huh. And she could read my mind. So it got to the point where my parents wouldn't let us be on the same team anymore.
That's fun. Anyway, by the way, Rose and I are going to go to Vegas. Okay, anybody want to join us? It'll be fun.
Yeah, anyway. She's very lucky in Vegas.
There you go. I hear you. So yeah. You guys, you had that gift at a young age, and it was just there, and you knew it, and you knew you were different. And I know that, and you guys, she's going to be with Angel Coaches, and she's going to be a coach herself, and she's got some real big dreams that she's going to achieve, and we're all going to work together and get there, and which I'm excited about. But, you know, let me ask you a question. You weren't born with a silver spoon in your mouth, so to speak. You were, you know, life was challenging for you. And
sure.
Do you think that contributed to you becoming more clairvoyant, clairsentient, claircognizant? I know you're working on all the clairs, and we're going to talk about how you just recently, you developed, you know, they really just came full force around to you. But do you think that really helped you, you know, like your adversity coming through a lot of things and then, you know, being able to see the glass half full has helped you with your abilities? What's your thoughts
on
that?
Whenever anybody has adversity in their life, I think that you spend a lot of time in reflection. And, again, that's
right.
Consciousness, that's awareness. And for myself, just to share some, you know, I always felt different. And that my parents got divorced when I was young, and I felt like my whole family unit fell apart. And so I ended up dropping out of high school. Not that I'm blaming that on my parents, but I dropped out in the ninth grade. And then I was, you know, I ended up pregnant at 19 and not married. So, you know, I had to go get whatever job I could to support my son. And my family considered me the black sheep of the family because of that. But then also, as I shared with you, I'm also gay. So when that came out, again, that's another mark against you, basically for society, especially at the time. So you spend more time alone and you spend more time in reflection and you learn not to let what other people say bother you as much because, you know, you have to know who you are and you have to be true to who you are. So,
right.
You know, you get a bit of a thick skin that way. So I think that actually helped me because in, you know, thinking things and being aware of what I'm saying and how I'm portraying myself so as not to offend people or, you know, become an outcast or, you know, like at work, I wasn't out at work, so I didn't, you know, I had to be careful. I think you rely on your consciousness more, you know, your awareness more, so you're able to read people. You know, you're
right.
Aware of their energies. So I really think that did help me develop it. And then, of course, now what I'm experiencing now is because of working with you, because you're helping me get in touch with that side of me that everyone has in them. I mean, you've said that everyone has the ability. It's just tapping into it and knowing what to do with it and how to control it. So that's what I'm learning now through our work together.
I agree with you, and thank you, by the way. The gift is there. But one of the things she said to all of you guys that are listening, and this is so key. She spent a lot, you know, because of her adversity, challenges, whatever, however you want to say it, and we all go through them. And this is something I think Karina and I talked about in not too long ago on a call, and I know Diane and I have done it on the relationship show. But, you know, you go through adversity, you can do one or two things. First of all, you can get super angry and bitter and mean, or you can say, okay, what is this here to teach me? I believe that you did. What is this here to teach me? And how to
right.
go into a deeper level. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And you were discriminated against because you've been gay. You were gay. You're gay, however you want to say it. And so you, instead of saying, I'm pissed off and I'm angry, you go, how can I go deeper? What can I do? And I think that when you do a lot of, as you said, when you do a lot of inner reflection like that, then you get answers, which is
mm-hmm.
so cool. Now, you said something that 10% of our conscious, we only operate with 10% of our brain in our conscious everyday actions, right? So you got the other 90%, you know, really driving the car, and we don't even know it, right? Is that what
right.
you feel too? Let me ask you a question, and I want to go into your clairvoyance, claircognizance, and things that you're on a cruise ship recently and you saw something. But before we go
mm-hmm.
there, how did you... how does someone, you know, not realize that, you know, you've had a lot of training, I know you're getting your master's and that kind of thing, but how do we train our conscious and our subconscious to work together? Do you do it with meditation? Do you do it with prayer? Do you do it with something mainstream? What are your thoughts on that? Because I feel the same way. Our subconscious is driving the car most of the time. We don't even realize it, you know? So
mm-hmm.
what's your thoughts on that?
Well, your brain, you know, you have right and left sides of your brain, and your right side is your creativity side, and it's your imagination, and then it's the awareness side, and then the left side is your logical side. So when you do something like walking, when we walk and talk on the phone, that's a subconscious act because you don't, your mind doesn't say right foot, left foot, right foot, left foot. It just automatically does it. So it's you talk about neuron pathways in your brain. That's a pathway that's made. So your brain does it automatically. So that's what makes it subconscious. So when you're meditating, you're activating the right side of your brain, and then as you're meditating on things, you're actually using part of your left brain. So you're getting both your sides of your brain to work together which is difficult to do. But that's where I think the consciousness comes from. You increase your consciousness by activating both sides of your brain simultaneously. So I think that gives you more reflection, because you, when you're meditating, you're understanding what you're meditating. So that's the logic side. But you're also opening yourself up to, you know, your relationship with God, whatever your higher being is. That's who you're connecting with when you're meditating.
That's amazing. Wow, that's great. I'm glad you said that about meditation. And guys, and this is her education is here. She's a high school dropout. Now she's getting her master's degree. So there's some big jumps that she's made over the years. I hope you don't mind me saying it like that, because some people, they get lost in being what they started out to be, and they never change. But you were saying that to get the conscious and the subconscious to work together, meditation activates both of them. And let me ask you this, okay, because you're a trained professional. So you have to connect with the angels, to connect with your, and see and hear them. Do you feel that you have to establish new neuron pathways? Because I've read a lot about it, but I want to know your thoughts as a professional. And we didn't even rehearse it, if it's okay, I ask you. So do you feel that way?
Yeah, absolutely. Know. In fact, if you want to talk about mainstream psychology, positive psychology, it's fairly new. It's been around 20 years, but considering the length of psychology, that's fairly new. Positive psychology and thinking positive all the time, like you were talking on the show the other day with Diane, that's creating new neuron pathways, because that's not typical. Our subconscious thinks negatively, and you want to be in that protective mode. So when you're thinking positive psychology, which has nothing to do with metaphysics, it's just being positive and looking at things more positively, that's creating new neuron pathways. And there's actually proof and scientific research that when you're in a positive state of mind, you're 31% more productive, you're more creative, and you're more intelligent just by being positive. So that's neuron pathways that you're making that are new as compared to your subconscious negative part. You don't have to think about being negative. People just, they're just negative. They don't have to concentrate on
it. Right. That's amazing. Listen, Rose, so let me ask you this, okay? All right, so the law of attraction, power of intention, which angel coaches is really, we all believe that here. So that's teaching you how to think positive. So if you're wanting to see angels and you're wanting someone to help you get better, or I want someone to heal, I get a lot of calls about the men and the women and relationship issues. So the first thing is to say, why doesn't my angels give me information? Why can't I get it? Because they're being really negative. So they're expecting to get, for instance, they're expecting to get Coke out of a coffee machine. It just doesn't work, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I look at it like, if you think of, you've talked about emotional baggage. You can only have so much baggage. And if you have all this emotional baggage, you can't accept anything else. You can only carry so much.
That's true. Okay, right. So if you're carrying all this baggage and you're expecting the light of day, the angels, the great God, the great woman, the great prosperity to come, doesn't work like that, correct? So, so explain the transition. How did you do it? How do you teach people to do it? Because, guys, she just won an award in her work for I can't remember. Tell the word you want, and so people can get a better idea of that. Yeah, I don't want to mess it up, so please forgive me. But you just won an award for this kind of work that you're doing, which is cool.
I did. At work, there was a group of 12 women that I worked with, and we had a lot of negativity. People were fighting, we weren't working together. And so I wanted to use my positive psychology, and so I invited them to meet with me once a month during lunch. So they did it on their own time, gave up their lunch hour to meet with me. And what we talked about was, the power of self, that you have to take control of your life, and you have to accept responsibility for your life. And part of that is looking at what emotional baggage are you carrying. And what I won the award for is they nominated me. It was a city manager award, which is kind of a big deal. Especially when it was an individual award. I got it myself. It wasn't a group effort. But when you talk about emotional baggage, you think of negativity. It's heavy. It holds you down. It's dark. It's depressing. Negativity is depressing. But when you talk about positive, when people talk about being happy and positive, that's light. That's airy. It's easy to carry around. People walking on clouds, you have a skip in your step, that kind of stuff. So if you relate it that way, you're pulling around all this negative baggage. You can't accept any of that positive stuff coming because you're too weighed down. So what we did was we looked through our baggage, and I work at an airport, so what I say is limit it to a carry-on. So everyone has baggage. We're not going to be completely bag-free, but limit it to a carry-on. So if you look at your baggage and you consider it to be like rocks, it's filled with rocks, heavy rocks, and pull each rock out and look at it and see, you know, this was from 1992, and here's 2013, and I'm still carrying this rock around. And I know this was, Jimmy, he pissed me off. I don't remember what it was, but I'm keeping this rock, and I know, God, he made me so mad, I'm not going to forget that. You know, that's what it is. Looking at that, right. And thinking that, I got to release that. You know, so throw that rock out and work on it rock by rock until you get your bags down to a carry-on, something that you can manage. And that leaves you a free hand so you can accept any positivity coming your way, like the woman that you're trying to attract, the man you're trying to attract, the job you're trying to attract. So once you release your mind of that, then you can start focusing on the positive. And then as the positive, as you start thinking about it, then you start spotting it. So it's kind of like when you know, I bought a Camaro. And I never noticed how many Camaros were on the road until I bought my Camaro. It's the same thing.
Right.
So once you start thinking positive, you start seeing positive.
Wow, that's great. So you look at, that's true. So everybody's carrying this old, I always call it, they have the train wreck or they have the carry-on luggage, right? I like my Louis Vuitton carry-on. Not a lot of baggage. It's all good. That's funny. So when you did that, did these women that you were working with, did they change their lives and they got, you know, more prosperous in every aspect? Can you share a story like that? What were the effects on these women? That's a better question.
You know,
sorry.
The group of women, first of all, they ranged from, the youngest one was 23 and the oldest one was 62. So that was a big range of age. So it applies to everybody. But by going through this, we met, 12 times in a year, and you could see where they started assuming positive except when they interacted with each other. So, you know, when someone comes to you and talks to you, you don't get negative, like, are you trying to dump your work on me? What are you giving me that for? You get an email, you know, why are you talking to me that way? It's assuming positive intent, so you know that when somebody's talking to you, you think the most positive way you can. Well, what that did was that caused everybody to work together better. You know, they were friendlier, they offered to help each other more, they really were more productive. And that
right.
helped our management staff because they were able to be there to cover for each other, to make sure things got done. There was not, the blame game was gone. They were actually happier women. You could see that. And towards the end, we were actually having, it was potluck. So people, we were all bringing in food and feeding each other. So everybody just bringing in their own little food and eating. At the beginning,
wow.
It was more, you know, individual. But then it turned out to be, you know, I'm going to make this salad. Well, I'm going to make this dessert, you know. And it just really caused us to work more like a family, you know, so accepting each other.
Right. So you guys started working almost as one cohesive group. It's the power of the one, right? The group itself wasn't just one person. It was the power of the group, something bigger than each and every one of you, and that's
mm-hmm.
how you went to a whole new level. Great, great story.
That's right.
And great story. And so let me ask you a question. If somebody wanted to start today to create something, what is a book that they could read or something? Because I want to talk to you all about your metaphysics. But I think it's so funny, Red. Spirit said, don't do this, do it like this. And they gave me this whole thing because I had a whole outline of questions. Isn't that funny? You know, when God, you have a perfect plan, God says, hey, try
mm-hmm.
this plan. It's even better, you know.
Yeah.
But, so like your meditation is real key. And I know we're going to talk about that because some people say, oh, I have a hard time meditating. But she's
mm-hmm.
saying that when you meditate, you create new neuron pathways, which allows you to be more positive, let the old go, bring in the new. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but did you recommend books for these women to read? Did you recommend a meditation, or did you just, you know, what did you do to, because they can, together, you guys work together great, but it had to start on an individual basis. So how did you guys start? What did you guys do? So if that's,
you know,
okay if I ask.
Yeah, absolutely. Oprah Winfrey has some great stuff. On her, I think it's called Soul Sunday or something like that.
Super
and,
Soul Sunday,
you know,
Right,
yeah. So what we did was everyone watched Oprah. Everyone's familiar with her. So I was able to bring in some of her YouTube videos, and we listened to her and the tough life she had. I mean, look where she came from. She experienced prejudice and being poor, and look what she is now, you know, and how do you go from that to where she is now? So by looking at things like that human, we can relate that to a human person that we know. And then we also discuss people like Indra Nooyi. She's a CEO of PepsiCo. She came from India with like $12 in her pocket and didn't speak the language, and she's a foreigner. And now she's the CEO of PepsiCo. I mean, how do you get from that? You know, and here, most of us, you know, me, even though my life may have been challenging, it was not anywhere near challenging as much as theirs was, and they achieved such great success. So that was inspiration, you know, to show that no matter what you're facing in life, whatever baggage you have or challenges you face, you can overcome them. But you can't just sit back and watch it happen. You have to make things happen, you know. And so by thinking positively, you're taking control of your life. And we did things like, you know, setting goals, vision boards, you know, things like that, so that you have something to remind you to stay on track. So when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you see is your goals or your vision board, and you're back in that positive mode. You know, you don't start off negative like, oh, crap, I got to go to work today. You know, you look at that and go, that's what I'm working for. I'm getting there. I'm hitting these milestones. So that's
wow.
That's kind of what we did.
Wow, that is amazing. So you establish a way of thinking, and you also set a way of thinking that, well, these women will carry for the rest of their lives, right? Because it takes 90 days to really build a habit and propel it forward. That is a great thing there. Now, what are some of your dreams? And I know that you've got some great dreams there. And I want to share, and by the way, guys, I'm being told to ask these questions to Rishi. You knew nothing about me asking these questions, and neither did I. But yeah, so I hope you don't mind. It's all good. But what are some of your goals in the future? Because I know you're working with angel coaches, and then I'm going to ask you about your vision of seeing the angels and being a medium, because you both. Not only she's a great motivator, but she's also a great medium and a clairvoyant, a clairaudient, and all of them. But what are some of your goals that you have for yourself?
You know, I shared with you that I'm 2 years away from retirement, so I'm looking forward to starting a real career. I mean, this is a career I did to make money, and we have to make money and support our families. But what I really want to do is, after meeting you, I know I want to do it through angel coaches, but you know, teaching people the power of self, you know, your self-confidence, your self-worth, your self-esteem, your self-love, that's all, it starts with self, which means it's you. You control that. So I want to, you know, help people with realizing that they do have control and they can harness that power of self in creating the spiritual and physical life that they want. You know, law of attraction and the positive psychology, you know, being aware of your energy that you project, that you bring to others, and also where the energy that you accept from others. You have to be able to reject that energy and not let it affect you. That's what I want my future. I want to be able to help people. And, you know, it's not even like working, you know. I mean, that's probably how you feel. You know, you love it so much, it's not even working. So, you know, I'm excited about my future, and I hope it is with angel coaches, because I told you when I felt drawn to you, that's what made me contact you. So, you know, I want to help people as much as I can to realize what they have in themselves and what they can achieve by themselves. You don't have to rely on other people, you know, to give you something, you know, or hope that you get that promotion. You can get that promotion. You know, you can, I liken it to driving a car versus public transportation. When you're driving a car, you're in control of the time, the route, your environment. When you're in public transportation, which there's nothing wrong with that, but you hope, you relinquish that control. So you're hoping that the bus is on time, or you're hoping you get to sit next to the window. You're hoping the AC works. You know, you hope you have a seat, period. You hope you don't have to sit next to the smelly guy, you know, that,
right.
You don't have control, you know. So take control of your life. Don't rely on other people to get you to where you want to go, because you can get there by believing in yourself. And angel coaches, that's what drew me, because it's all about giving everyone the power to do it themselves. You don't have to rely on, you know, Tree isn't the one that's going to help you get there. She's going to show you how you can do it yourself. You can get wherever you want to go, you know, and that's what I want to do.
Amazing, amazing, amazing story there, you guys. As I said, I was going to do something totally different, and thank you, you know, and what I'm thinking about is like, well, I attracted her into my life to be able to connect with, work with, to establish a friendship with, and to do some angel coaching with. I mean, and I'm looking at some of you guys that are calling in here, and the same way with you, Donna, and Leslie, and a few others on here. And I was like, wow, what does that say? You're known by the friends that you have, right, or the people that you're surrounded by. I've got one heck of a group here. Okay, maybe you got one heck of a group here too, Rose, and all of us together. Man, it makes me excited. So we all have each other. That's a cool thing. But, you know, I can see now, yeah, I can see, too, how you were able to really – you know, you started out with a gift, you went through some challenges, you're overcoming, and I think challenges are, when you overcome one challenge, you always get another one, right? It's just, it's not how you challenge it, it's how you respond to them. I get it. But let me ask you a question. You've taken this wonderful gift you have with working with people and helping them realize their potential and their passion. And I know that you're a medium too. She's been on a cruise ship. They give you, I love cruise ships. You get free yogurt on cruise ships and free ice cream at 3 a.m. You can go get it. Yes, it's wonderful. But what happened on the cruise ship? You guys are going to love this. But I wanted her to give her story because it's amazing. And now you can see how she sees angels now. But there you go. What happened on the cruise ship?
So I cruise a lot. We usually cruise twice a year. So it was just like any other cruise, except this time it was stormy at night. And we were in bed, and I was asleep. And I woke up because I felt someone staring at me. And there was like some knitting on my face. I was actually looking through knitting. And I could see this woman through the knitting, and she was, you know, knitting away like mad. She was wearing Victorian clothing. She had no head. But she was real. She was solid. It wasn't something I could see through. And all of a sudden, the fear came over me. And when it did, she obviously picked up on that because she backed away, like glided, you know, like a really float. So she glided back. And as she glided away, the knitting came off of my face. I could feel it coming off my face, and my vision was restored to looking clearly at her. And she went to the end of the bed and then right out the door. And that scared me to death. But those are the kind of things that I see all the time. I've never talked to them. I'm not necessarily sure I want to talk to them, you know. But I see things like that. So that was
That's amazing.
A throwaway that we had.
Yeah, there you go. She did. That one did not have a cruise. Had a ticket. I'm assuming.
I'm pretty sure.
That's funny. So, and now I'm going to go with this in this direction. So she comes to me, right? And you guys that are listening, and you know wherever you're at listening, and those that are going to download it as well. So she comes to me and she's talking to me, and I'm doing a session with her, and the angels. She needs to work with angel coaches, and you know she's working with me, and it's going to help her develop her gift, and because she has a great work. And one of the things I do know, you guys, is that when you work with angel coaches, it's usually people that are here as light workers. You know, we call them light workers that have a big work to do. And so, you know, and that's usually who's attracted to us here. So she and I started working together, and we've been doing, I think this is our fourth week coming up. I really try to, I usually really try to work with people that, you know, the first set of sessions that I do is I like to really help them tap into their ability, because it's a teach-to-teach, you know, metaphysical business here. I'm going to call it a business because, you know, you need to always treat, you know, what you love and love what you do and do what you love as a business, because if you treat it as a hobby, it will cost you money. If you treat it like a business, you're going to make money. And until, you know, we learn to live on breath, we're going to have to make money, you know what I'm saying? So so that's really key there. And so she started working with me, and we went through a session. I'm going to share this story with you. She took my angel class, and I'm getting ready to send out an info about the next one that I'm doing with Archangel Gabriel. And we are going to do Archangel Michael again, but I'm going to go through the next six and then go through Michael. So if you've already paid for a class, you want to stay for Michael, or you want to do the Gabriel one, that's up to you. But anyway, so she had signed up for the Gabriel class. And what happened, share your stories from there, because you know how she is. You get an idea that she's a great gal and's got a lot going on. And but she gave you a real big secret there about was she did talk to angels, and it started not with me, but it started a long time ago with how she feels and what she thinks about. So go ahead and share with us what happened, you know, as you were from the Archangel Michael class, with what went on, and now what's going on with you, too, if you don't mind. So I put you on the spot.
That was a great class, by the way. You know, you helped us visualize some things that helped you concentrate a little bit more. And then that night, I went to bed and I was falling asleep. And I heard a man's voice in my bedroom, which is odd, say my name in my ear.
Sorry.
But it wasn't as scary, like, you know, somebody's in the room.
Right.
It was a comforting, you know, he just said Rose. And it was very comforting. But, you know, I mean, you always talk about how he's handsome, and he's handsome, but, you know, he has the wrong groceries for me, so that didn't really do anything for me, but it was comforting. So, and that was after taking the class with you.
That's wonderful. And there was a bunch of us in there. So you took the class with me, and I know we did a meditation in the class, and I think you felt somebody holding your hand, too, if I'm not mistaken,
right.
In the class mm-hmm. when we did that.
Yes.
Okay. So she heard her name being called by Archangel Michael. And then what happened next, because we did a session and you were wanting things to happen quick, you know, quicker, because you're used to taking control, which you really teach people to control their life. And I was like, well, it's going to happen. Just give it a little time. So that was the next week what happened. So I think this is it was cool. So share with us what happened then.
So are you talking about the channeling?
Yes. I talked to you about channeling, and then,
right.
And then you, okay, and then you did your own research, so explain how you think. Go ahead.
I like to research things, because when you're taking psychology and any kind of master's class, you do a lot of research. So I found a book called Open to Channel by Sanaya Roman, I believe it is, and it walked you through some exercises on how to channel. And so I did it. There's like three exercises. I did it. And you had told me that I would meet my guide at some point, not right away, but I would meet my guide, and that he was a Native American. So
Cool.
Did this exercise, and a Native American man appeared to me. First, it was kind of like there was like this huge eye looking at me, a brown eye, kind of blinking, just like we blink. And then it morphed into a head, and then it morphed into a man, like about 6 to 8 feet tall, a really good-looking I don't know why I attracted good-looking men, but good-looking Indian man, probably in 30-ish. And we didn't talk, but I could see all of a sudden his name appeared in front of me, letters, Elan, E-L-A-N. So, and then telepathically he was talking to me. So he was telling me and gesturing. And he took me to, like, we're on the top of the mountain. I live in Arizona, so it kind of looked like the Grand Canyon. So we're standing on the top of the mountain, and he's showing me, like, gesturing that, you know, this is my land. And he was very proud of it. And then the next thing, we were down at a stream, and water was bubbling over the rocks. And I didn't touch it, but I could tell it was cold. It was cold enough you could drink it, you know, like really clear water. And he showed me the birds, the butterflies, the deer. And then that was it. It was quickly over. But the feeling I had, I shared with you that it was, I felt so warm and loved. And I almost wanted to cry when I came out of the meditation, because that's how touching it was, you know, and I haven't connected with him again. That just happened like not even a week ago. So, but I'm looking forward to this weekend, hopefully connecting with him. So, but it was just, it was so vivid and so real, and you could feel it. You could feel the wind, and like I said, the being on the top of the mountain, I could feel the breeze on me, and it's hot here, but it wasn't even hot. It was just like a warm breeze, and it was like I was actually there. You know, I never meditated and have something be that visual. So it was just so exciting. It's hard to explain it sometimes, but you know, I had to write it down the minute it happened because I didn't want to forget anything. And then I looked up his name. I Googled his name because I'm a researcher, right? So Elan is actually a Native American name for a boy, and it means friendly. So, you know, that's what came to me.
You guys, is that not amazing or what? So, you know, she started out believing in the power, law of attraction, power of intention. And she says, you know, and let me get this right because there are people that have just logged on. You said that you have to establish, you can't, if you're thinking the old way with all the baggage that you carry in from a divorce, from a breakup, from a lost job, from a lost scholarship, whatever that you're thinking of. If you're trying to meditate, if you're trying to connect with the other side, it doesn't work as well. You said that you've got to establish new neuron pathways, and the way to do that to get them to work together is meditation will engage the left side of the brain and the right side of the brain. And then, and that's where in positive thinking, positive words, positive affirmations, positive ideas. Man, I believe in that because I know what it's done for me. Then that is something that establishes new neuron pathways as well. And so that's what you really practice, you believe, you won an award for, and you do that yourself in your daily life, right? That's what you do.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely.
Okay. Okay, that's good. And you guys, and this is so key. I think this is important. We only 10% of our life is guided by our conscious mind. The other 90% is the subconscious, and that's the real angry, bitter, mean part of us, or the one that's been hurt, a victim kind of part of us. Is that what you feel?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Okay. And so to combine the both, where you can train the subconscious to be a healthy part of you. How did you say to do that? I want to make sure that I understand that too as well, because that's so key what you said. You're a beautiful soul. You really are. So how did you train that part?
Well, you're too kind. It's just like anything. When you create a new pathway, and that, like a path, you know, gets worn down the more you do it, that becomes your subconscious then. So consciously you're concentrating on being positive. After a while, you start, like you said, it's a habit. Well, habit is subconscious. That's what subconscious is. You do something without thinking about it. So then your positivity becomes your subconscious. And you've trained your consciousness to be aware of things, so you're always going to be aware of new stuff. So anything new coming up, new energies, new positivity coming your way, new opportunities, you're going to be aware of those and be able to make decisions on those. And then as you do that, like meditating, that keeps your conscious alive and growing. And then your subconscious, like I said, the things you're used to doing. So if you're used to being positive, that's your new subconscious. Negativity is not your subconscious anymore. So that's how you get that. That's how you make that transition.
Okay. So then the negative subconscious is not, it's going to be positive. I read about that, and I've really practiced it. But you broke it down so easy tonight for us all to understand. I'm excited about having you with Angel Coaches. You guys, she's going to be a new Angel Coach, and she's, you know, we're working with her, and you're going to be able to work with her as well. Some of you guys that are listening in or download it. She's going to, everybody that's an Angel Coach, we've got a few of them now. I know Heidi, and I believe Heidi's on now, and Corrine, who is the business manager. She's amazing and a brain behind all this. She's definitely got the positivity and the subconscious. She's just a wonderful. I am so fortunate to be able to work with all these folks. But she's going to be a new angel coach, and she's working, and she wants to help people, coach people to find their passion, to work, live their passion, do what they love, love what they do, and most of all, believe in themselves. And wouldn't it be great to be able to work with her, you guys? And you're going to be able to do that in the near future. So she's going to be teaching classes. You don't know that yet, right? I'm mentioning that on the radio. So no pressure. It's all good. Webinars. You know, we've got our TV shows coming in the late fall, early winter, which I'm super excited about. So you're going to be able to work with a lot of these people. But tonight, I really was led to get you on this show. You're going to be able to work with Rose. And she's going to teach some classes. It's going to knock your socks off. And that's coming in the near future. But, guys, remember what she said attributes your success to. She really, really did not hang on to the baggage. And you said people are born with a lot of baggage and get it down to a carry-on. And can you repeat that little exercise that you share with us again? Because I just got somebody texting me, and the studio guys is having problems tonight. I was so afraid they were going to cut us off, but they said we'll be back on target next week. But what was the idea that you said about the baggage, and this is helping you establish new neuron pathways and where you can think positive and you, because people get angry and bitter. How do you overcome that?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I don't believe that you can just say, I'm not going to be negative anymore. You have to face the negativity. So I liken it to rocks, you know, heavy rocks that you're hauling around with you. So, you know, take the rocks out of your bags and look at each one and you know, remember what it is and then let it go. You know, some of it's 20, 30 years old and you're still hauling it around. So you go through each one of those until you get it down to something you can manage, like a carry-on, like I said, so that you still have one free hand left, because you can pull a carry-on with one hand. That gives you one hand to still catch the positivity and be able to embrace that. So you just whittle it down that way, and eventually your carry-on will be an overnight bag, and then the next thing you know, you got a little clutch in your hand. And that's just how it works. You know, we all have some negativity. Things happen to us. We hold on to hurt. It's not realistic to think you're not going to have any. But to just acknowledge it, and, you know, what do you want to haul around? Are you comfortable hauling a trunk around? If you are, I guess that's what you haul. But, you know, I try to keep mine to a carry-on, and, you know, I get hurt, and I try to let it go, and I look at it and acknowledge it. And the whole thing about self is you control what you think. So you control whether somebody hurts you mentally. You know, physically we can't control that. If somebody punches you in the stomach, that hurts. Somebody calls you a name, it's your decision whether it hurts you or not. And it's, right. You know, sticks and stones, my mom used to say, it's true. Let it go. I'll decide who I am and what my character is and what my self-worth is and my self-esteem, not somebody else.
Amen to that. What a great message to leave on. You guys, she's up and coming. I'm super excited. She's going to be doing some classes, and she's writing some books too. We talked about that. We hope we did.
Yeah.
And you could be able to download them. She's one of the newest people with Angel Coaches, which I'm excited about. And we've got some great speakers coming up in the near future. Remember, Thursday night, Joel's going to be on, and you know what he's going to be talking about. You talked about this tonight. Goals, being consistent, and getting the results. And how do you do that? Because you know what, being healthy, as you said, positivity works so much better in a healthy body than it does a negative body, you know, an out of shape body. So, you know, if your body's healthy, your mind's healthy, which Heidi helps us with, and you help us with that too as well, and the spirit's healthy, I mean, man, it's a win-win situation. And you're letting go of the train wreck and have a carry-on of Louis Vuitton. What a charm. That's all good.
There you go.
Anyway, yeah, so true. All right, everybody, please go to angelcoaches.org. If you send me an email, let me know if you have any questions for her. Or you can go to facebook.com/angelcoaches. Please like our page, because I don't really talk about that too much, but we're starting to blog on it. And let me know what you think, or if you have any questions, or if you yourself would like to know more about becoming an angel coach. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that, guys. So send me an email. As I said, we've got some new people coming aboard that are amazing. Heidi's going to be a speaker in July, so excited about having her on. She's healed herself of fibromyalgia, bipolar, and now has and Tourette's, and now has a whole health practice too as well. And and I know she did a lot with positive thinking, along with natural herbs and everything like that. And she goes, when people thought I was unconscious, I was in there thinking and healing myself. How cool is that? So she's going to teach us some of her little tricks, not little tricks, but what she does, so we can all take that in and implement it in our own lives. Thank you so much. You have been an amazing speaker. And thank you, Rose. Anyway, it's an honor to be able to work with you. No, you bet.
It's an honor
to be able to work. Oh, you guys, we're good, and we're going to have a good time. And you guys take care. We've got Thursday night. You do not want to miss that show. It is going to be an amazing show. He's got some special stuff on there. So if you're looking to lose a few pounds, if you're looking to feel better, get more endurance, and just feel great, Joel's going to be on. He's also got a couple of people he's worked with, so you don't want to miss it, and get some ideas about how you can get ready for your bikini body or your fall body or whatever, or just feel better tomorrow. Anyway, take care, everybody. Have a great night. Bye-bye now.
All right. Good night.